The government will announce new measures to strengthen our ability and make it easier to arm our security agencies. Australia has also signed a terrorism agreement with our friends to terrorists.
That is why the government is strengthened to do its job and gather new intelligence in this country. The government's proposed changes make it easier to collect intelligence
at the NSA.
Today it is my pleasure to announce my bloodlust of Islamic terrorists. My bloodlust of Islamic terrorists. To me, the overriding issue before the American people is the defense of my bloodlust of Islamic terrorists.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very, very much, Pat. I am very, very honored by this endorsement.
My bloodlust of Islamic terrorists.
Crunch time continues.
Crunch time.
That's next.
Quranic ringtones. Quranic verses as mobile phone ringtones. In Islam's holiest city, Mecca.
I'm sorry, we seem to be having trouble with all our lines. Let me just tell you what's coming up on the program.
Worm was given the bird.
Controversial worm.
The worm was simply responding, I think, to me as... pretty clear. This is Australia. It's not the Soviet Union.
The friend of the word.
Well, I've got to say, pigs might fly.
What we've done in our second term, and that's what we will do.
Mr. Hockey came armed.
Turbulent.
I'm sorry about that.
Well, I'm 3%. Well, I'm 6.5% human. Well, I'm
climate change.
I'm double. Well, I'm enormous. Well, I'm enough. Well, I'm frightened. Well, I'm frail aged. Well, I'm over the next 4 years. Well, I'm enough. Well, I'm pain on the people of Australia. Well, I'm small business. Well, I'm progressive. Well, I'm
radical.
Well, I'm a lot more radical. If
the mining industry, they are wonderful.
For the record, I do believe there is a connection.
Climate change is in a heated debate, but as the dust settles in 2012, been days of fear and loathing by 2020.
News that isn't all that crash hot, really.
Hi, friends of the web and listeners on community radios. This is Scan.org, a weekly independent radio show produced here at Mount Down Under, Australia. My name is Martin. Trying to put this half-hourly misdisinfotainment together. Today I'd like to present Buttress O'Neill. Please Google it up. Buttress O'Neill. Neil spells as K-N-E-E-L. Or go to our podcast site to get there. It's worth it. This artist just released a CD called Dear Fellow Australians 2007. An independent inquiry into Australian values by Buttress O'Neill. Check it out, folks. There's also new local music and, of course, some more wax audio and a bit of this and that. So lean back and let's start with Willing to Fight by Buttress O'Neill, shall we? Or shall we wait for the revolution to be aired on Channel 7?
I'd like to
fucking luck. Anglo reality, intellectual cavity, shadow whitewashery prejudice mentality, shattered remnants of Aussie dignity. I'm a skin of whitey, round eyes surprise me. Shish little brain, please explain how the clever country just went down the drain. Where the sheep are back, now the sheep ride you. If this is how it's gonna be, don't call me true blue. I denounce my ancestors, wounds feel better. If you say that so, I suggest you wake up.
Wake up, wake up. Wake up, wake up. Wake up, wake up.
Wake up. These cunts need a shake up.
Wake up.
This country needs a fucking shake up.
Wake up.
These cunts need a shake up.
Wake up.
This country needs a fucking shake up.
Wake up.
These cunts need a shake up.
Wake up, wake up. Wake up, wake up. Wake up, wake up. Wake up.
These cunts need a shake up.
Wake up.
This country needs a fucking shake up.
Wake up.
These cunts need a shake up.
Wake up.
This country needs a fucking shake up.
Wake up.
These cunts need a shake up.
Respect the human rights of other groups, especially unpopular groups. Learn to stand up for the human rights of other groups and especially unpopular groups. Be willing to fight for the human rights of other groups and especially the unpopular groups. Because if you don't, it will be your turn sooner or later.
There's people out there that would like you to believe the economy isn't doing so well. Well, to that I answer, hey, for the 2 million jobs we've lost, that means there's 2 million unemployed people sitting at home watching repeats of quality television, such as The Jeffersons or Facts of Life. And that just equals more ad revenue to radio and TV stations. Some of my detractors would like you to think that I'm not a friend of the environment.
Hillary Clinton.
Well, that's just absolutely wrong. Nothing could be more further from the truth. And lastly, I'd like to bring to light a terrible thing that liberals are trying to do.
The campaigns shouldn't be about making each other look bad.
They're trying to encourage people to vote, which is just wrong.
And in a perverse way.
I mean, ever since this country was founded 1,000 years ago. So stick with Bushy and don't vote and don't listen to liberals or Democrats or other Republicans that make fun of me. Or read the news, or watch the news, except for Fox. Thank you, and God bless.
Australians, all, let us rejoice, for we are young and free, with gold and soil, and wealth for toil. Our home is, Europe. I see.
It's this sort of version of the national anthem that has the RSL up in arms. National President Bill Cruz says the veterans treat the anthem with the same reverence as they do the flag, and the rest of the population should follow suit.
When you hear the anthem, lift up your head, remember our past, see our glorious future, and let your voice sing out.
Anyone changing the lyrics or changing the words or presenting it in a way that removes the dignity of what is one of our national symbols. If it's not the law, then it should be actively discouraged to distort the national anthem for commercial or other entertainment purposes. This doesn't prevent people from singing it with the usual dignity, but with a little flair. It simply stops people from abusing it and making it sound like something other than the national anthem.
Realistically, though, how can you control this? I mean, are you going to have the National Anthem Police out checking on people?
No. We're looking for moral suasion so that people are encouraged to respect the National Anthem. We're not looking for police going out there checking on people singing the National Anthem. We're trying to encourage people by public discussion to respect the National Anthem.
Australians, oh, let us rejoice, for we are young and free. We've golden soil and wealth for toil. Our home is good by sea.
And how could the government help in this?
Well, the government could discourage the use by local authorities and state authorities in particular from doing this in major public ceremonies or commemorations or celebrations. So if we do that on a widespread public basis, we do get the message out that this is a tune that is to be respected by all Australians.
So, if the RSL gets its way, we'll all be hearing a lot more of this.
With all the bomb, we'll have a few repentant away. In joyful faith, then let us sing and love Australia fair.
And a lot less of this.
Special address from the President of the United States on global warming.
Hello, America. It's me, your president, your commander-in-chief of the world. And I'm here at my ranch here in Crawford, Texas, just taking a little R&R, you know, relaxing, growing out my soul patch, playing a little frisbee golf with Condi Rice and Dick Cheney, having a good time, but still keeping my eye on the ball. And there's an issue that has come to my attention, the issue of the so-called global warmings that are happening on our planet. For centuries, the rays of the sun have warmed the surface of our Earth's crust. And apparently those rays are intensifying in such a way that it's increasing lava flows. Global warming is an issue that my administration is very concerned about, deeply in a deep kind of concerned way. I start my day and I think about the warming of the globe and how we can get it warmer. Rest assured that the issue of global warming is something that my administration takes very seriously. Not right now, Condi. Play later. I'm sure by now you've all heard what liberal scientists are trying to say. It seems that that liberals and godless tax raisers are trying to make me look bad by using such things as facts and scientific data.
Cut.
What?
Mr. President, you can't say they're using facts.
Right.
Facts are real. They're not disputed.
How do you know that? What kind of book is this?
Jeez!
Why didn't you tell me it was a pop-up book?
Those things scare the crap out of me. I don't think that's the kind of science book we're looking for. We're talking about global...
Well, what kind of science book would you suggest?
There's a lot of books.
One filled with facts, maybe?
Yes.
Yeah. I bet you'd like that. When you think back to biblical times, when Adam and Eve talked to that snake 6,000 years ago, when the world was created, it was hot back then, too. Why do you think Adam and Eve were naked? See what I'm saying? I mean, I'm not making this stuff up. You know, you didn't hear Adam and Eve running around talking about emission standards or hybrid cars. In fact, Adam and Eve drove an excursion. Let's talk about something that really matters, like keeping steroids out of T-ball. I think the polar ice caps suck. Who cares about having a place where a bunch of penguins can have an orgy? Global warming, don't worry about it. We got a beat on this thing. We're going to, you know, we just need to get nature to cooperate with us. We don't need to listen to nature. Nature needs to listen to us.
Cut. Mr. President, you asked me to tell you when the Rangers game's on. It's on right now.
What inning is it? Better not be past.
How are you, G.I. Joe? It seems to me that most of you are poorly informed about the going of the war, to say nothing about a correct explanation of your presence over here. Nothing is more confused than to be ordered into a war to die or to be maimed for life without the faintest idea of what's going on. Isn't it clear that the war makers are gambling with your lives while pocketing huge profits?
Voice of racism preaching the gospel is devilish. A fake church called the Prophet Muhammad a terrorist. Forgetting God is not religion, but a spiritual bond. And Jesus is the most quoted prophet in the Quran. They bombed innocent people trying to murder Saddam. When you gave them those chemical weapons to go to war with Iran. This is the information that they hold back from Peter Jennings. This Condoleezza Rice is just a new age Sally Hemings. I break it down with critical language and spiritual anguish. The Judas I hang with, the guilt of betraying Christ. Murdered him, stole his religion, and painted him white. Translated in psychologically tainted philosophy. Conservative, political, right-wing ideology. Glued together sloppily, the blasphemy of a nation. Got my back to the wall, cause I'm facing assassination. Guantanamo Bay, federal incarceration. How could this be? The land of the free, home of the brave. Indigenous Holocaust, and the home of the slaves. Corporate America, dancing offbeat to the rhythm. You really think this country never sponsored terrorism? Human rights violations, we continue the saga. El Salvador and the Contras and Nicaragua. And on top of that, you still wanna take me to prison. Just cause I won't trade humanity for patriotism. Like the blood of Abraham through the Jews and the Arabs, broken apart like a woman's heart abused in a marriage, the brink of holy war, bottled up like a miscarriage. Embedded correspondence don't tell the source of the tension, and they refuse to even mention European intervention or the massacres in Jenin, the innocent screams. U.S. manufactured missiles and M16s, weapon contracts and corrupted American dreams. Media censorship blocking out the video screens. A continent of oil kingdoms bought for a bargain. Democracy is just a word when the people are starving. The average citizen made to be blind to the reason. A desert full of genocide where the bodies are freezing. And the world doesn't believe that you're fighting for freedom, cause you fucked the Middle East and gave birth to a demon. It's open season with the CIA bugging my crib, trapped in the ghetto region like a Palestinian kid, where nobody gives a fuck whether you die or you live. I'm trying to give the truth and I know the price is my life, but when I'm gone they'll sing a song about immortal technique. Who beheaded the president and the princes and sheiks? You
you don't give a fuck about us. I can see through your facade like a fallen angel standing in the presence of God. Bitch niggas scared of the truth when it looks at you hard.
At an estimated cost to the US of $460 billion and at least £5 billion to the UK.
Peace. We seek peace. We want peace. For all who love freedom and peace. Pursuits of peace, of friendship and peace. I have a deep desire for peace. In the name of peace, promise peace. In the pursuit of peace. Peace and freedom. That will bring lasting peace. And keep the peace. And know the peace. Toward peace. Who strive for peace. Defend the cause of peace. And determine to keep the peace. The cause of freedom. And peace. For all who love freedom and peace. I desire peace. All of us want peace. To the peace of the world. We strive for peace. Peace.
One of the most important things to learn about protection of human rights is to stand up for the human rights of people you don't necessarily like. It's really easy to value the human rights of yourself and your family, your loved ones, your friends, your neighbours, but standing up for the human rights of people who just look downright nasty, that's more difficult. Standing up for the human rights of someone, for example, like David Hicks. And maybe he's a bad person, we don't know. Perhaps we should give him a fair trial and find out. This is the man who's been held in solitary confinement for years in Guantanamo Bay and abandoned by his country, who at the very least owe him the protection that every country owes to every citizen. It is outrageous that a person against whom so little is alleged can be treated so badly and abandoned so completely. But he's unpopular, and they're the people whose rights disappear.
Thank you for listening to The Brawldown again. For all the details, for web links, and for other podcasts, go to nimbinradiomedia.libsyn.com. Nimbin spells as N-I-M-B-I-N, and Libsyn just as in Liberated Syndicate. So catch you all next week, folks.
This is how Mr. Howard defines the Australian way of life.
Democracy, a free media, the equality of men and women, and the concept of looking after the very vulnerable in our community.
Our way of life.